T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This man has been joining us for years, not often. Let me emphasize that, not often, because he is so in demand. Whether it's everyday life or if it's during a pandemic, Dr. Werner Stierkot is the world's top expert on dream analysis. And we've talked about it casually. We've talked about these stories where people are dreaming so vividly, so distinctly. So let's travel to, I assume, Germany, and let's bring in Dr. Stierkot. Dr. Stierkot, thank you so much. You're on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you. How is your health, first of all, sir?
I'm in perfect health. Things are good here in Germany. Because Europe is in the grips of the pandemic, so we understand the troubles that's happening around the world.
Germany, though, is having a great deal of success, right?
Yeah, Angela Merkel is the German chancellor. She's done a pretty good job so far, trying to keep the coronavirus, in check.
Yes. Can I tell you about my dream, first of all, sir?
Please, yes. Okay. Yes, get to it.
I like golf. Okay, golf is a passion of mine, and I'm missing it right now. So last night, I'm playing golf with Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler. You're familiar with those two?
I am.
We're playing.
I'd say you're the weak. I don't know anything about your game, but I'd say you're the weak
yes.
Link.
You would think that.
Reason.
But we play, and initially, I'm killing Tiger. I'm
like
destroying.
Right,
not literally. No, that's a different dream. It's a different dream. I'm destroying Tiger, and Tiger is apologizing for his poor play. And it turns out that was a qualifier for the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup, where you had it in Germany. And so now I'm going to play with Ricky Fowler in the Ryder Cup, but I have to do one last thing. I have to throw this ball into the hoodie I was wearing yesterday. All I have to do is this small ball has to fit in the hoodie I wore yesterday, and I'm throwing it, and it's very clear that Tiger has put an impediment in the hoodie so it won't stay. And I keep saying to Rick, you're seeing this. Ricky then calls out Tiger. Calls out Tiger, says, you can't do that. Chad, you're in. You're going to tee off in the odd holes. I'm going to tee off in the even. Then I'm transferred back to my childhood bedroom, and I can't find any clothes to wear. None of them fit. I'm wearing clothes that I could wear as a 12-year-old, and the bathing suit I have now, and I couldn't play, and I woke up in a panic. What does that mean?
I don't know. I lost track. That was so long. Jeez, what here? You only got so much time. You play by the hour. You know you don't.
It's a complicated dream.
Well, you lost me. Have you seen the Tiger King on the Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
I do. I actually, other members of the show, I'm not sure about, but I do.
I'm thinking the tiger. You got the tiger on your mind, but it's not the tiger you're thinking of. It might be the guy with the stuffing and the tiger with the guy without the legs and the guy with the teeth. Ugh. You talk about nightmare. You see what I'm saying? That today?
Maybe that's it, because I watched The Tiger King. I was obsessed with The Tiger King. I now need a new show to binge, and I'm lamenting that The Tiger King is not in my life.
By the way, Carol, how about that?
She killed him. Hey, Werner, she killed the husband, right?
I think so. I like to get inside those dreams. I bet you get some serious problems there. Oof,
That's just crazy.
That wasn't a German expression. I don't know where that came from. That's crazy. Yeah. I tell you what, the COVID-19 has got us all just looped a Louis. I don't think. I'm kidding.
Wait, what was that? Looped a Louis?
Yeah, I have cabin fever in Minnesota because I am just, I'm stuck inside my, my lederhosen is tight. I don't know what to do.
Do you wear lederhosen often, or is it just for special holidays?
Just for, well, that's between me and the missus, you know what I mean?
I mean, are you ever willing to share one of your dreams with us?
They're very complicated, but back to the serious nature of the business we're talking here. Very stressful times. This is why the dreams are so, so bizarre. We go into the deepest crisis of the mind. A lot has to do with your physical activity during the day. You're not moving about as much. You're confined. You're constrained. That is why your mind works overtime to compensate for the lack of movement.
Yes.
In your legs and your limbs and your feet.
Makes sense. That's very good. Are you willing to talk to some of our listeners?
Bring it on.
Let's go to Barbara first. Barbara's on the line. One phone line available. This is the world's preeminent expert in dreams. You need to call right now. 651-989-9226. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, doctor. Well, I'm not sure how your gift works, but this is actually a third-party dream. So my boyfriend never remembers his dreams, and the other day he casually mentioned to me that he did remember one, and that one of my shoes was outside and plain, and one of my shoes was inside and, like, bedazzled. So I'm, like, freaking out. Does it mean he's cheating on me? Like, what is going on?
Well, the common perception would be in your mind that the term that the Americans use is stepping out.
Oh, my goodness.
So one of the shoes is stepping out. Or in this case, you hope it's not stooping out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking that's where you were going.
But, I'm sorry, I couldn't pass that up.
Yes.
I would think that this is not the problem. Again, this is the constraints you face in your house during the COVID-19, the virus. You can't get over it, and you're constrained by your restrictions, and therefore, in your dream, your shoes are moving. They're doing the work that you can't do.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. Do you think that I should just, like, jolt him awake in the middle of the night and try to, like, find out the truth, or just leave it alone?
Well, you know, a man likes to be awakened with a surprise in the middle of the night. I would advise that.
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah.
But,
do you want it?
What'd she say?
Well, she wants to know.
Wants you to elaborate.
Yeah, want to elaborate on the surprise.
Use your imagination. You've had the dreams. You've figured out. I can't do all the work for you people.
Wow. Getting very testy there at the moment. Thank you, Barbara.
Easy in the house.
Let's go to Yolanda. Yolanda, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Werner Stierkot.
Sprechen die Deutsch?
Yeah. Don't try to tell me. I'm German, trust me. People texting in, I'm on the text line. It's not Russian. Very different sound. Give me a break.
Sounds like you're a little testy.
So I had a really weird dream that I was having an argument with my dog because she had decided to move out of our house because she didn't like the tiny socks that I was buying for her paws. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, no dog should be subjected to putting any kind of human clothing on. Please stop doing that to your dog. They don't like it.
That's terrible.
But secondly, again,
but her feet are cold. Her feet get cold.
How do you? You talk dog. You know. You communicate with the dog. You take my job then because you're doing something amazing. That Nobel Peace Prize. Give it to her. But anyway, what? Don't laugh. This is serious business. because this is very more about the constraints that we put our mind into that we don't have any control over. It's, this is something that the virus, the coronavirus, is going all over the world, and we can't do anything to keep it tied up.
So I shouldn't put little socks on my dog?
Yeah, I don't know if we ever got an answer there, did we?
And why does she want to move out?
She doesn't. Well, if you're putting booties on it, she probably wants to get the hell out of there. I don't blame her.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hopefully that resolved the issue. Dr. Steercott, we'd love to keep you for one more segment. Can you stay? Some of the texters are very mad at you about you. Can you say coronavirus and then we'll go to break?
Coronavirus.
Kenny Rogers covers right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO a bonus extra segment with the world-renowned German sleep dream expert, Dr. Werner Steercott. We were hoping today we could check in with Jack Nicklaus. It would be the opening round of the Masters, and Jack would have fired the opening drive with the very chatty and very braggadocious Gary Player. We thought we might check in with Jack about the Masters. Instead, Jack is now checking in. It appears Jack has a dream question.
Hello, you got me?
Yes, Jack.
Hey, I'm here. Hi, how are you, Chad?
I'm doing very well, Jack. Congratulations on your 6 Masters. I want to always tell you that.
Thank you.
Sounds like
you saw I was on ESPN yesterday, the back nine.
I did it. I loved you.
That little butter cut hit.
Yes. I loved how you responded to 12, the bogey on 12, and you vanquished the top, the kids who were trying to take you down, and you got to give them the finger. Not so fast. Now, you are listening always on the Victor Vector, and you heard Dr. Werner Steercott, and it sounds like you have a dream question for the doctor.
Well, I did. You took mine. I had one where I was golfing out too with Sergio Garcia. And Phil Mickelson, and I was wearing a hoodie, which I'd never do.
With his
I'm just
flats.
Telling you the dream.
They were trying to throw balls into my hoodie, and I didn't. What the hell was with that?
I'd like I to don't know. What they know. That's what I was asking the guy.
Oh, you got me now?
Yes, Dr. Steercott. That's Jack Nicklaus. Do you know Jack Nicklaus?
I'm not familiar, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about with these balls and the sweatpants and whatever.
Jack Nicklaus is the greatest golfer for longevity, the history of planet Earth. Tiger, in a short period of time, better. Jack, the greatest ever. So you just had a chance to have a brief conversation with Jack Nicklaus.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope he's not putting booties on the dogs.
No.
I wonder if he has... I feel like he's got figurines of weird-looking bunnies in the back of on his... counter in his kitchen.
Can I get to a text or two here?
I wish you would.
Last night I had a dream that I came home to my house full of people having sex. I didn't know any of them. I grabbed a bag of frozen grapes and I killed all of them because they shouldn't have been in my house. What does this mean? Violent.
It was very erotic, and then it took kind of a violent turn. I did not. Yes. The frozen grapes would be used for some other purpose. So that really that threw me for a loop there. I got to be honest with you, but that's a very disturbing dream.
Yes.
I would think that if you're putting food into the freezer, and that means you're locking your heart to be, you're shutting things out. And I'm thinking that during these trying times that you can't figure that out, that there's a problem with that.
Dan Cook, I know you have a dream that you'd like to ask the German sleep expert, Dr. Werner Steercott. What do you have, sir?
Well, see, the thing of it is, I don't generally remember my dreams. So this is why I think there's actually something to this coronavirus thing, because I had one the other night where suddenly – I found myself, you've seen the new version of the movie Jumanji with The Rock and Jack Black and Karen Gillan. And suddenly I was in that movie. Like it was like three levels, right? Where because they're playing people that are stuck inside a video game. I'm stuck inside a movie, which is about people stuck inside a video game. And I'm not a huge video game person. And I hadn't seen that movie in a long time, but suddenly this vivid imagery, of me palling around with The Rock inside this movie, inside this video game, and I had no idea why I was there.
I'm taking notes based on what you're telling me. And you're not into the video games?
No, I'm not really a gamer at all.
Come on.
No, I'm really not.
Honest. What kind of stuff you watch?
Believe me, I own my nerddom.
Come on, yes.
I own my geekiness, but video games just aren't really part of it.
What kind of video games can you talk about when you're on
the radio? There is that, yeah.
I know you. What kind of video games you play, right?
Well, they didn't involve a bag of frozen grapes, so I don't know what else I can tell you.
Yeah.
Killing people.
That's a very strange one. Again, it was... The reason that people, another thing here, is, this is very critical that I must get across, is when usually many people say you cannot remember your dreams, because lots of times you wake up, you got things to do, you got to get the kids on the bus, you got to get the dog fed, you got to get out to work, that. But this time, our whole existence has changed. We don't know what we're going to do when we get up. We got different times. The kids are there. So we are remembering our dreams much, much more in this age of coronavirus. Huh.
Steve is mobile. Go ahead, Steve. You're on with Dr. Werner Stierkot. Say hello, sir.
Hey, doctor. I had the weirdest dream. I was playing golf. I was trying to qualify in the tournament.
What the hell is it all? Golf course? Come on, people.
Who's the Masters? Man. Come on.
We're hurting up here. We are hurting. I don't know where you're at, but we're hurting here. I had the weirdest dream. Ricky Fowler, Tiger Woods, and some jerk were playing ahead of me. And the jerk kept hitting it off to the right, kind of by the woods. All of a sudden, he used his foot wedge. I never seen him swing once. And all of a sudden, he's back in the fairway. He qualifies, and I just had to go home and pray that he would, like, his clothes wouldn't fit or something.
Yeah.
Can you let me know what happened?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's catching on.
It's a brilliant dream. I think he's more legit than yours there, Buster Brown.
Buster Brown. Thank you.
Well,
I think you're playing with a cheater. You got a guy out there cheating. I don't know the rules of the game, but.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, he just dropped
out. Oh, we just lost.
We lost Steve. That's a bummer.
I've got another text here, sir. I'm stuck in my dream in Costco, and I'm stuck behind all the toilet paper. I can see people. I can see my family. I can see my friends. They're picking up toilet paper, but they're not picking up the rolls I'm behind, and so I'm perpetually stuck behind the toilet paper, and I keep having this dream night after night after night. What does this mean?
It means, why the hell is everybody buying up the toilet paper?
It's very true. Are you having those same problems in Germany?
No, absolutely not. I haven't used toilet paper in about 20 years.
Wait a minute.
That's a different conversation.
Excuse
for another
me?
Time on another subject.
No, I think we have to have that conversation.
I think
right
we need
now.
To have that now, Doctor. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Well, you have to use your imagination.
I really don't want to in this area. I've got to be honest.
No, I'm talking. I use my imagination. I don't have toilet paper, so I have to use my imagination.
I think that's kind of disgusting, yeah. Don't you?
Well,
it could be. Depends on your imagination.
Yes.
That's another, the difference between you and me.
Yes. Here's another text. I'm in my boat, and I'm by myself. And I was inspired by this because I heard your Kenny Rogers music. Kenny Rogers arrives, and he's with Weird Al. And they start making music back and forth together. And the next thing you know, Ryan Seacrest is there along with Denny Long. What does that mean?
That's very... I know all those people except Ryan... What was his name?
Ryan Seacrest.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't either.
I have no idea on that one. Boy, that's weird.
I think we've stumped you a little bit more today, Dr.
That's what you want to hear from the dream doctor, by the way.
I mean,
oh,
you're supposed
weird.
To be the expert, and you're saying, I think
we had one too many segments here. I think I only signed up for one. my blood sugar's getting low, or the dang coronavirus is coming in.
May have been a poor decision by the host, I think is what you're saying. Maybe quit when you're ahead? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't think we ever were ahead, to be honest with you. Yeah. Well, we have a good time anyway.
All right. Dr. Steercott, good luck finding some toilet paper, and thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.